Carolina Atwood, the Singles Coach. Join our learning community at www.singlescoach.com if you want to date smart and find the love of your life. Now, if you've completed the first three stages of single life, you've found someone who looks like a good possibility for a great love. Wonderful! But before you make your wedding plans, stop and listen. You still have a couple of life tasks to accomplish in the exclusive relationship stage of dating, and they're critical to making a good marriage happen. First, understand who the person is that you're falling in love with. And second, accept that person for exactly who and what he or she is or is not. Notice I didn't say anything about commitment. Why is that? Because I firmly believe that when two people are well suited for one another, compatible, and on the same page in life, commitment happens easily and naturally. Now, I didn't say commitment happens with lightning speed, and that's what some couples do today when they feel they're in sync. There's a danger in moving too quickly, and it's the failure to truly know one another and accept one another for who you really are, not the fantasy of what you hope the other person will be. The reality of quick marriages is that most, not all, but most of them don't work out. That's because there's often a false sense of urgency for couples to marry because deep down they're fearful that they'll be found out and the other person will go away. Are there exceptions to this rule? Of course, but not many. And my advice is, why gamble with something so important? Why rush into marriage when you have your whole life ahead of you and the last thing you want is to be another divorce statistic? I say, slow down. Walk through courtship with an open heart, but with great care. Be willing to break up and move on if it isn't absolutely wonderful for you. Put your own happiness and care for yourself ahead of any attraction or romantic feelings you have for someone else. If you feel like you can't slow down, if slowing down feels threatening to you, stop and take a look at those feelings. They are there trying to tell you that you're stepping over something vital that you need to understand about this relationship. Here's what I know for sure. Couples who are right for each other never lose by taking a slow, careful approach to marriage. Never. They only have something to gain, and that something is insight. You gain insight into your current relationship when you practice open-hearted communication and when you expect it in return. If you are truly sharing with your partner from the powerful position of I instead of the weak position of you, your relationship will open up. Conversations will flow and you will naturally and easily develop intimacy. Someone once said that intimacy phonetically is into me see, and that really resonates for me. Intimacy naturally happens when two people are willing to be transparent, to reveal their real selves, warts and all. That's the goal of an exclusive relationship. Transparency and communication that allows you to see who the real person is. That's what empowers real love, not fantasy love. You see, most marriages fail because of fantasy expectations that are never fulfilled. Often we marry in a state of enchantment, literally with altered brain chemistry that makes us see one another like a character in a fairy tale. This is one of the reasons that we rush into marriage. We're afraid that if we date longer, we'll find out who the real person is behind the fantasy person we've invented. This eerily parallels the lack of acceptance we have for our own true selves. It's like this. We don't really like who we are, so we attract someone else who also doesn't like themselves. Then we both wear a social mask so that we can construct an imaginary view of each other, and then we marry that. This never has worked for couples, and it never will. Instead, we need to bring our real selves into our dating relationships. From the powerful position of I really like me, all of me, the good, the not so good, the things I'm working on, and so on. I can afford to be real with the people I date. Communicating in a transparent, real way, I will naturally attract others who are willing to do the same. In fact, those who are not willing to do that will go away quickly, too uncomfortable with so much intimacy. To power up your dating conversations for real intimacy, read Datelines and practice the conversations. Then, read Soul Talk for a complete understanding of the kind of communication that brings couples closer, that empowers them to be a catalyst for growth for one another. With this kind of powerful, open-hearted, real communication, you cannot help but attract someone who will do the same. This allows you to discern the real person you're dating so that you can discover whether or not you can fully accept that person. How do you get to acceptance in an exclusive dating relationship? By taking the time that you need to let your relationship unfold without the pressure of rushing to the altar. You also get there by making sure that you unearth your flaws and put them on the table, making it safe for the other person to do the same. Fully revealed, you then ask yourselves the question, can I live the rest of my life with these shortcomings without feeling the need to change this person? If you date long enough, and it usually takes 18 months to 2 years to get past the enchantment stage, then you're ready to pose that question. If you ask it in the first blush of intense romance, you're not going to get a real answer. It will be tainted by the unrealistic fantasy image you have of the person you're dating. Date long enough to get really mad at each other. Date long enough to be sad with each other. Date long enough to be anxious with each other. Get down to your real human emotions and see how you respond to them. Notice the behavior. Do you draw closer when difficult emotions arise? Do you withdraw, acting out your emotions instead of talking about them? All of these things are indicators of whether or not you can navigate the road of marriage. Study Soul Talk for the communication guidelines that will empower your ability to really know one another. Let this time of being exclusive teach you what your true path is, transitional lovers or lifetime lovers. Be quiet and still on a regular basis and listen to your deepest wisdom. It will tell you if you're on the right path. It will tell you if you're acting out of emotional neediness instead of adhering to your right path to your highest and greatest good. I hope you've enjoyed this introduction to Singles Coach through an overview of the stages of single life. I hope you will read my books and listen to my tape series. Let these tools increase your awareness, enrich your life, and guide you down the path to a wonderful, vibrant, healthy lifetime love. Go to our website, www.singlescoach.com, for all the resources you need to date smart and find the love of your life. Sign up for the Singles Coach newsletter, and I'll keep you informed of new content and coaching to help you in your quest for a good love. Join our blog, post your comments, focus on your success stories as they relate to the Singles Coach pathway. Stay connected to Singles Coach. We're so happy to have you as part of our community.